This interview and the entire Real Men Connect podcast is brought to you by Ministry Men of Influence, the first ever men's only Christian mastermind group for aspiring speakers, writers, podcasters, coaches, and course creators. So if you're looking to turn your God-given passion into a full-time profession, but you need help and don't know where to start, just go to mensministry.org for details. That's ministrymen, M-E-N.org. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't just pray, they pray God's way. Let me say that again. I say real men don't just pray, they pray God's way. This week on the Real Men Check-In, I want to talk to you about praying. No, I'm not talking about how you pray as a man, but why we pray as men. Now, I know that seems quite obvious, but I'll explain what I mean shortly because I have to make a confession to you this week. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says that one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Jesus, teach us how to pray just as John taught his disciples." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" That's why I'm not talking to you this week about how or even to pray, but rather about the why behind our prayers. In my quiet time this week, I was reading in the book of James chapter 4, and I came across this familiar passage in verse 3. It said, "You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures." I told you I have to make a confession, and confession is, when it comes to praying, I struggle. Now, I don't struggle with the act of praying, but why I'm praying. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem worshiping and praising God for all he's done. And I don't struggle acknowledging God for who he is and what he means to me. In fact, I enjoy it, even to the point that it sometimes brings me to tears when I'm praying. Because I'm truly grateful to be his adopted child, beloved, forgiven, delivered, and redeemed. However, when I pray, what I really struggle with is asking God for things for myself. It's not because I don't trust God, but because I don't always trust my motives. See, I like to believe that when I'm praying, what I'm asking God for is always according to his will, like Jesus did. But deep down inside, I question my real motives. Like, is what I'm praying for only to help me get more of what I want? Is what I'm praying for only to make me happy? Is what I'm praying for only to make me feel more in control of my life? Is it only to help me or someone I love avoid pain and suffering? And what I'm praying for only to help me feel more safe and secure and free from danger? Now, I know what you're thinking, Joe, what man doesn't want those things? I know I do, right? And I get that, but that's also the problem. Almost every man or even woman wants those things. And I'm talking about even those who don't even know Jesus. In other words, their desires are the same as mine. And if that's the case, then how am I any different from them? See, in verse 4, James writes, "You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God?" My point is this. If I'm in Christ and I'm a new creation, God expects my desires as his adopted child to be different from the desires of the world. I'm not saying asking for what I want, in other words, to be happy or to be in more control of my life, to avoid pain and suffering, or even to live a safe and secure, comfortable life is wrong. But are those my only desires when I go to God in prayer? Were those the same desires that Jesus had? I don't think so. See, I don't think God is concerned about what we want and desire as much as he is about why we want it. And if we want and desire those things more than him. The truth is, if what I want, even if they're good things, if I want them more than him, then my motives are wrong. And to God, motives mean everything. Do you know you can even love, serve, and give to others with wrong motives and God will not be pleased? He always searches the heart, and that's what scares me. What God truly wants for us, his adopted sons, and why he wants it for us is often in conflict with our human nature. And James calls this conflict in our nature hostility towards God. Yes, I might pray for what I want, but God wants me to pray for me to want his will to be done. Yes, I might pray to be happy or for what I think will bring me happiness. But God wants me to pray to be holy. Yes, I might pray for what will help me to be in control of my life, but God wants me to pray to depend on Him as He orchestrates the things in my life to mature me in my relationship with Him. Yes, I might pray for God to help me avoid pain and suffering, but God wants me to pray for His strength to endure pain and suffering for righteousness' sake instead. And yes, I might even pray for whatever will make me feel safe and secure, but God really wants me to pray that I find my safety and security in trusting Him in any circumstance that I may face. See, that's what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane when He asked God to spare Him the cross. And Jesus said, "God, but not my will, but Your will be done." Do you see the difference? When I pray, it shouldn't be about what I want, but rather about what God wants that will glorify Him, help me become more like Jesus, and to learn to love others sacrificially the way Jesus did. In other words, God wants me to believe enough in faith to ask Him for anything, but He also wants me to trust Him enough in faith to accept His sovereignty in everything. Now, I know this is true. That's why I struggle asking God for things for myself, because deep down inside, I'm afraid to say what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Not my will, God, but Your will be done." So as I closed out my quiet time with God, I asked God to forgive me for only asking for the things that will please me rather than for the things that will glorify Him. I asked Him to help me trust in His sovereignty and His purpose for my life, not just my desires for pleasure. Also asked God to help me to ask Him in faith, believing, and to seek Him with spiritual maturity for His will, and to knock on that door with trust, knowing He will answer because my desires are in right alignment with His. And I don't think there was any better example of this than Jesus willfully choosing the cross over His own comfort. So I'm praying that you and I both have that same type of faith. Because real men don't just pray, they pray God's way. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love sharing podcast reviews from our listeners, and I pick them randomly, so who knows, if you ever submit a podcast review, I may select yours. But I want to share one with you from this week. And this one comes from DJ8316, and he gave us a 5-star review, and he said this, a short review, but a powerful one. He says, "Wow, I'm so glad I found this podcast. Anybody new to Christianity or who has been a believer for a while, this man and this podcast is the only way to go. Being new to religion and unsure, I have to say this answered a lot of questions and strengthened my belief." And well, DJ8316, man, thank you for that wonderful review. I really appreciate it. That blessed my soul. And like I said, if you leave an interview, we pick them by random. So who knows, I may actually read your podcast interview on the air. And as you guys know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin, your man builder with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.